with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. and a host of other countries creating a new force to protect ships transiting the Red Sea that have been coming under attack by drones and missiles fired by Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen. The Iranian-backed rebels are well-stocked with weapons, and military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis believes President Biden should take a cue from former President Reagan, who took a not-so-subtle approach to dealing with a terror threat posed at the time by Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi back in 1986.
One morning, he launched an air attack against Gaddafi's command and control center, destroyed it, and also one bomber, went after Gaddafi's own home.
McGinnis was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Kind words today for Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor at her funeral in the Washington National Cathedral from Chief Justice John Roberts.
The time when women were not on the bench seemed so far away because Justice O'Connor was so good when she was on the bench.
O'Connor nominated to the High Court back in 1981. California about to become the second state to recycle toilet water into drinking water.
California regulators plan to vote today on new rules to let water agencies recycle wastewater and put it right back into pipes. Lakeisha Bryant of the Santa Clara Valley Water District says the water will go through what she calls a very expensive advanced water treatment process.
Microfiltration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light disinfection, and the water is pure water at the end.
The state has struggled for decades to have a reliable source of drinking water for its more than 39 million residents. Right now, Colorado is the only state to recycle wastewater. I'm Donna Porter.
This is SRN News. A battle over homosexuality is brewing at one Texas school. More details from Michael Harrington.
Officials at Abilene Christian University have agreed to review the sexuality policy after complaints from an LGBT alumni group called Wildcats for Inclusion. That organization is upset about a recent event that featured a man who has abandoned the gay lifestyle and now condemns it. In an interview with Religion News Service, school president Phil Schubert says he does not expect any major changes in the ACU policy. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Depending on what poll you trust, up to 30% of Americans now describe themselves as non-religious. They're referred to as the nuns, and half of them say that they are atheists or agnostics. The other half say they're followers of no particular faith. The nuns span class, gender, race, ethnicity, and age. More than 4 in 10 young adults are nuns. This is SRN News. Britain and France are reiterating their determination that Russia's invasion of Ukraine must end in failure.
The fourth act is yet to be written, and we must make sure we write it in the correct way with our friends and partners in the Western world.
As Britain's Foreign Secretary David Cameron comparing the Russia-Ukraine war with a theater play. The Food and Drug Administration has found extremely high lead levels in cinnamon at a plant in Ecuador that made tainted fruit pouches.
The CDC says at least 125 children from 22 states may have been sickened by lead poisoning. FDA numbers have fewer kids getting sick, but the cases cover 27 states. The FDA says lead has not been detected in any fruit pouch products made without cinnamon and sold in the U.S. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And Ed Donahue reports the applesauce pouches were sold under three brands. More on these stories at srnnews.com.